Dedication. To my girls, you are the greatest joy in my life. You are beautiful just the way you are. I look forward to many hunting adventures. My greatest passion is spending time with you. I will love you forever. Be you. To my wife, thanks for everything you do. I couldn't ask for a better role model for our girls. You show them daily what it means to be a strong woman. I love you. Mom and Dad, you're the best. Thanks for showing me the blueprint for being a parent. My brother Ryan, thanks for all the help and making me strong. To God be the glory. Chapter 1, Prologue. Assignment. Name the one person or event that has had the most impact on your life. I crumpled up the piece of notebook paper and threw it in the wastebasket that was now overflowing with baseball-sized paper wads. I had a severe case of writer's block, and it couldn't have come at a worse time. Everyone who attended Laney High School dreaded the day when their senior high English project was due. For a couple of reasons, this assignment of Mrs. Sonnen's was more feared than measles or mumps in our small Michigan town. Mrs. Sonnen was one of the hardest teachers in the entire school. Her class required a lot of work, and she was the toughest grader around. There were rumors about Mrs. Sonnen giving several previous valedictorians an A-, simply to prove that she was smarter than they were. This assignment was especially personal for me, since I was one semester away from being given that honor. Becoming valedictorian was something I had worked toward my entire life, and I was so close I could almost taste it. I couldn't let this assignment stop me from being named the valedictorian of Laney High School. But I wasn't going to count my chickens before they were hatched. I knew Ellie Victor was breathing down my neck, watching my every move. Ellie was a close second, and nothing would make her life more complete than beating me out as valedictorian. The other reason I was so nervous about my senior writing project was the fact that I loved writing. Ever since I was a young girl, writing was my release, my escape. I found great joy in writing a daily journal when I was younger. My plans were to go to college and start a career in journalism. Not only did I need to get an A to hold off Ellie, I had to become the valedictorian in order to win a full-ride college scholarship. Ugh, this topic is too hard. There are way too many choices, I told myself as I crumpled up another piece of paper. I sat staring at the wastebasket, feeling bad for messing up so much paper. I looked at my computer where the small white numbers glowed 11:32 p.m. 3 hours and still nothing. Not even a single sentence. Every year, Mrs. Sonnen waited to the last minute to give all the seniors their writing topic. This year was no exception. She didn't want to give us a lot of time to research and revise our essays. 1 week. You have 1 week from today to turn in your final draft, she had stated this morning in class. So there I sat alone in my room on a Friday night, trying to figure out the best, most concise way to respond to the writing assignment. I wish she would have given us a more specific topic. This year's topic has a million possible responses, I thought. Name the one person or event that has had the most impact on your life. How could I choose only one of the many who had helped shape me? Chapter 2. I started to make a list of all the events and people who had made an impact on my life. I started with my senior year and worked back toward elementary school. The papers started to fill up. There were notes about all kinds of events, like winning our girls' basketball district, something Laney High hadn't done in more than 10 years. I was a 4-year starting point guard in All-State. Basketball was my favorite sport, and I had spent a lot of time practicing and working on my game. During my senior year, I averaged 21 points and 5 assists per game. My dad told me I was the first in the history of Laney girls' hoops to accomplish that feat. There were a lot of other events this year, too, like senior prom and college interviews, but none of these fit the bill. I needed something more unique. I had to find something that would set me apart from all the other seniors at Laney High School. I had written down 20 to 30 events from high school alone, and I hadn't even gotten to middle or elementary school. Many of my friends and family's names appeared on the paper that was now filled with hundreds of possibilities,